Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my co-host is Evelyn Callejo. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Pascual. Good morning, Norway. Today, we're going to honor Norway as listeners, because we've got quite a few in Norway. It's not just Algeria. It's not just you.
There's a little competition going on here.
Thanks, Norway, for listening to us. We're tell happy you're joining us.
Everybody's got to tell their friends on us.
That's right.
Yes, that'll make us happy.
Now Algeria has to up its game.
I know, they'll have to feed us when we're over there.
That's right.
3 meals a day.
So how are you today? Have you had a good week?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Yes, I had a good week. You know, it's funny because I'm starting to get into the senior center.
I noticed a couple of things.
Yeah, I went back there this week to talk to the people over there. And Melanie in the Zumba class, this little old lady there, she was adorable. She's waving to me as she's doing her Zumba. And then I passed the lunchroom and there's women in there, they're waving. Because we had such a good time on the Olympics. You know, and it was just cute. You know, so as much as I always made fun of it, they're lovely people. They really are.
You and the senior citizens.
I know. I just moved me in now. Really.
They love you, though, because they're a good boy.
People, you know, but I'm trying to see if there anybody's selling their property. That's why I joined.
Right. So listen,
yes.
Are you going to join Zumba?
No, but I did join up 4 classes for August and September, for July and August. Anyway, there's a few things. There's a food truck. There's an ice cream food truck going to be there. So I'm doing that. There's a mac and cheese from restaurants that are going to be there. There's a hot dog day. Yeah, there's like 4 things that I've joined.
What are you going to do with the ice cream truck? Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
It's this, they call it the red ice cream truck, where you go and onto the truck itself, and then you can tell them what you want. It's so ridiculous. But $4, how could I say no?
$4?
$4. It's an experience. They say you walk through the ice cream parlor truck to pick your flavors of ice cream and toppings.
Wow.
A goof, but I thought, you know, it's all for a good cause. And plus, I'll get fed.
Yeah, there you go. For $4.
$4. The only one I'm not sure about if I'm going to do is a mini golf tournament. That's in September.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Well, they do it at the senior center. So it's a 9-hole mini golf. I know. Good
making God, friends and influencing people.
I'm a single guy. I should be out there at the clubs, bars, whatever. Where am I? I'm worried about if I'm going to do a 9-hole mini golf in September.
I was also going to ask you about the dating scene, but I guess I shouldn't, because you're too busy for the dating scene.
And there's nobody there I'm dating.
I didn't think so.
No.
But well, I mean, that's good for you. You're keeping busy and you're making old people happy.
Yes. Yes, I'm making old people happy.
There you go.
It's enriching. That's what it is. It really is. Because, you know, everybody at our age and older was younger at one day. You know what I mean? I look at people and I'm like,
yeah.
They were running. They were jumping. They were in love. They were, you know.
So were we.
I know. It's the natural progression of our lives. So when you see everybody sitting there, because they like, the people there were like, why don't you come here more often? I said, well, I'm really working. You know, all these people are really retired. So it fills their day to go and sit there and play Zumba or do all this stuff, you know? So I try to make some time once a week at least to go over there.
That's very nice. You certainly have the energy to do that. That's great.
Yeah, so it'll be nice. It'll be nice. So your week, how was it? Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, excellent. I saw the oncologist yesterday. Mm-hmm. After the grueling tests, and right. I got fantastic news. So what I have is not exactly cancer. It's pre-cancer. It's called some such thing. She told me what it's called. I wrote the notes. Hold on. Atypical ductal hyperplasia, which is a fancy way of saying it's pre-cancer. So they have to address it because it will turn into cancer.
So what is precancer then? Is it like when you start to get a toothache, you don't get a full-blown root canal?
It's abnormal cells.
Okay. Okay.
Are suspicious.
Oh.
And she said, if you thought about it in cancer terms, I'm at stage zero.
Wow, that is great news.
That is great news. So I have to go for a few more tests, and then there's going to be surgery, a thing called a lumpectomy.
Okay.
And after that, they may just do it through medication. We're not even sure if radiation will be needed. We'll have to deal with a plan after the next MRIs go through.
What's the time frame here? What's the whole from
beginning? Well, on July 12th, I get the two biopsies.
Okay.
And then I see my oncologist. I see her again on July 19th. And that's the day we sit and we plan it out. And she told us that it'll be within a month after that. It's not like immediate, but it's also not waiting months and months.
So like in August?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have to see if you're going to be up for September then, for Dan's birthday.
No, I'm sure I'm going to be up for it. Stop it.
End of the
month. It's all outpatient.
Oh, okay. Oh, outpatient. Okay, perfect.
So, so I'm feeling great about that. Eric and I were so relieved because I had been a little, even though I was trying to stay very positive, you know, it's hard to go to these breast care places and everyone is so lovely to you. The nurses, everyone, they're fantastic to you. But, you know, as a New Yorker, I am a little suspicious. Like, how come they're being so nice to me? Do they know something I don't know? That's what goes through my mind. I'm like, why is she being so nice to me? Does she know my time is numbered?
No, they're just genuinely nice people.
Yeah, but that's how they deal. They're very lovely people. God bless.
Good, good.
So we're thrilled. We're so happy.
Good.
And so this is July 4th weekend. This is not July 4th because we're recording this earlier, but this episode will drop July 6th.
And you know what July 6th is. That's
Tell me. What is it?
I have two things. It's International Kissing Day and National Fried Chicken Day.
Wow. So do I have to kiss a fried chicken or what do I do?
Well, kiss a fried chicken before you eat it.
Yeah. Mwah. I'm sending you a kiss. That's a cute day.
Yeah, that's nice. So make sure you get some chicken.
On the heels of a hug holiday. That's not bad.
No, I agree. You need a little.
There you go.
Nice.
Are you going to have fried chicken today?
I don't know. I'm saving it for that Wednesday. Oh, on Wednesday, I'm going to have it.
Oh, that's right. Because today is not. Yeah,
that's why I might continue.
So we will contain our kissing and our.
Oh, Wednesday, when this drops.
Wednesday.
Right.
Okay. So
Can I cheer you up? After your little episode with, you know, the doctor, I want to get your mind off of that.
Yes, please.
I'm going to throw out a name. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God. You know I live for her. Any more tips?
Yes, it seems. Did you know, first of all, that her skincare, how much it costs?
No, how much?
I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I have it down here. It's $630.
Shut up.
Thank you. $630 for a 9-step program.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a 9-step. So is it 650 for all the steps?
630, I would assume, yes, for all the steps. But,
imagine.
The average
who's buying $650 worth of
the average stuff person is going to go and buy this $630 in this time with everything in inflation, gas.
Exactly.
My grandfather, mom's father had the smoothest skin. He had noxema. That's what he swore by. Noxema.
That's what he swore. And my mother had beautiful skin. I mean, so soft, and it was oil of Olay.
Yeah. Oh, mommy.
It was like she did not miss it. Her regimen was oil of Olay.
I guess I should try something too. you know, as we get
and
older.
And she stayed out of the sun. That's a
big
deal.
Well, you know me, forget that one. Yeah, anyway.
You love the sun, but it gives you wrinkles.
I know, but when I get older, I'll stop. Okay, so the thing with Kim Kardashian, she's being sued.
Oh, my God.
For the SKNN name, for the skin name.
Oh, right. We talked about how annoying it is that you don't have a vowel in there.
Trademark infringement. So
really?
But you know, I was printing the article and, you know, it's somebody just trying to get their 5 minutes of fame, but the lawyers did check everything out. And supposedly this company was sending letters to them and they just ignored their letters. It's a he said, she said, I don't know. But you know what it is? It's more publicity for Kim.
Of course, like she needs a poor thing. She needs more right. publicity.
So people are going to want to go out and buy this. But for $630, I'm like, no, no. Is it going to be like
no.
$10?
She no. could gift it to us if she wants to stop us from talking smack about us.
Well, we would need two. One for you and your
employer. Yes, a couple of sets.
That's right.
But you know, I was thinking about that when you were talking about Kim's tips. I said, you know, we should do a segment every week. Two New Yorkers tips. Tips on relaxation.
Okay, we'll look into that.
Okay, we should do that. Next week we'll start. We'll do a little background.
How did you get that from Kim? Because we're bashing her.
No, I know we were bashing her, but I just thought if she could have tips, can't we have tips?
Oh, she's got to. Oh, like I said the last time about yes. you know, the car when she puts the radio
the
on.
The car with the radio. We can't steal that tip.
I know. I know. We have time. We say it. We got to talk about her. Thank God she told us.
I know. And, well, you know, I have a little. I did a little research.
Good on you.
I did real Google.
Okay, because I've got a Google question for you.
Oh, all right. You want to do that until I...
All right, yeah, because it's going to take you a while to look it up. Okay, so...
This is Evelyn Google tuning in. Okay.
Do you consider eyebrows facial hair?
I do indeed. What else would they be?
Well, no. Supposedly they're not.
Shut up. What are they then?
They're the main features. Eyelashes and eyebrows are your main features on your face.
But they're on your face and it's hair.
But they're talking about facial hair as a beard, a mustache, you know.
Whatever, yeah.
Chin, that's all. That's what they're considering facial hair. So eyebrows and eyelashes are there all the
features.
Time.
Features.
Thank you. So you lost that.
All right, it's a feature.
So I thought you were the real Google.
Oh, the Evelyn Google got stumped. Not as in Evelyn stump, but Evelyn got stumped.
But that was a good one, though. I mean, I was.
It is a good one. You know? Wow, you're very good at this stuff.
Hey, I do something on my time off.
Okay, so I regular Googled why there is no light in your freezer.
Oh.
And do you know how many results that generated?
Do tell.
21,300,000. Imagine we need 21 million opinions.
Really? No, we just need ours.
We should have been two. Evelyn and Pasquale says the benefit of that light is that your food is easier to find. However, since people tend to open their refrigerators more than their freezers, the cost of adding a freezer light outweighs the benefits. For manufacturers, the money they save justifies their decision to forego the second light, meaning the light in the freezer.
We would still have to pay for it as a consumer, so they're saving.
Well, I must have a fancy refrigerator.
Well, you have a Turkish one.
I do, a Turkish European refrigerator. Get out of here. Okay.
I can't wait to see it in person.
And I regular Googled, why is pizza
boxes?
No, that's the wrong thing. Why are pizza boxes
square instead of round?
Square. So that generated 9,370,000 results. Well, imagine.
These are all because of our questions. See, people going
exactly.
there.
Exactly. People are going there and checking it out. And it says, round pizza in a square box. So if the pizza is round, why is a box square? It is much cheaper to mass produce square boxes than round ones, since a square box can be made from a single sheet of cardboard.
And again, that's
square boxes are also much easier to store since they can remain flat until needed. You see, Evelyn, Google really.
You are fabulous.
I'm telling you, I knocked those two out of the park.
You're a keeper.
So I have some questions for you.
Uh-oh. Are they Google questions?
No, they're like New Yorker questions.
Oh, sure. Shoot me. I mean,
apartments that you lived in, are you like New York City paranoid? How many locks did you have on the door?
Two. The two of them, but there was also the alarm.
I used to have a deadbolt. I had three locks everywhere I lived.
Oh, no, just two, the deadbolt and then the regular doorknob itself. When I moved in here, I had a chain, but I had to remove because it didn't look pretty.
Oh, all right.
So you had a few.
But also, I never needed really a chain because I had a little hole to look at people. Somebody's knocking at my door. I am not opening it up to anybody I don't know.
I have a peephole, but let me ask you, those chains, personally, I don't think they're worth a dime.
No.
Because somebody with force is going to push that chain and break it.
Absolutely. And they do that in the movies all the time.
Right.
That's why you don't even open the door. You say, you scream. If you don't have a peephole, you scream, who are you?
Right.
Who is there? That's what you do. At the top of your lungs, you're screaming.
Exactly. But you do need a peephole. I have a new one here. My old one didn't work, so the super put it in.
I once was in a hotel. I once had an apartment where, because, you know, I moved many times, so I had many apartments.
Yes.
That the peephole was hidden. You know, there was a little round thing that you would lift up and you could see it.
Right.
See, which was also a good idea. But I also couldn't reach it. I'm too short to reach it.
Oh, my.
Isn't that funny?
That is.
So I always had to be screaming, who is it? And people would say, can't you see your people? I can't see in my peephole. It's made for tall people.
That's discrimination. Why didn't you get another peephole?
Totally discrimination. Because the world is made for tall people.
For over 5 feet. So then what about people on the other side of the door? If they're short, you look it out there and think somebody.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
And you just
exactly. See that's why you're screaming.
I think we should start something here.
It really should. It should be. There ought to be a law. So, well, now with the Ring camera and all that, people don't even need the peepholes anymore.
You have one?
I do not.
I don't have one. Of my neighbors has one, and he loves it.
But really?
Yeah, no, he likes it.
You know my husband, Mr. Rowe, he resists these sorts of things.
Right. Well, they're expensive too.
Oh, well, last week when I didn't know, or was it last week that I didn't know if we were north or south of Tampa?
Oh, right. What happened?
He got such a little attitude.
Did you slap him?
We're southwest of Tampa. I had no idea that's where I was. I don't feel like I'm southwest. I feel like I'm north. You said it, I know.
Star. You're the shining star, the North Star. But I did say south. I didn't say west. So at least for me, he'll be half mad at me.
That's right. He said, you know, our son got it right.
Thank God daddy loves
you. There you go. Your daddy loves you. But he really like an attitude. Oof. I don't understand what the attitude is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten the southwest. I just would have said south. But
look it. So I'm a GPS already.
I know, really.
So well, what? I don't know.
You're a little of everything. I know. Well, he loves you.
I know. Oh, you know, the other thing I wanted to say about my cancer scare.
Yes.
I get a mammogram, and I have been doing this pretty much my whole entire life. I get a mammogram without fail every year. And that's what saved me, because this could have gone undetected.
Oh, right.
In another year, I could have been full blown. It's right. Bad, you know. So I go, all our ladies out there, If you don't already do it, I encourage you. It really saves lives. You could do what my sister Carmen does. She always does it around her birthday, so she always remembers, oh, it's time for my mammogram.
Right. Now, isn't there any other areas that you guys should check it out? Anything below, like down below?
Well, the pap smear, yeah. That's a very important
thing. Check those too? I mean, we all
You should do that every year as well, as I have.
I got the, I did mine with, not the guy.
You did a pap smear?
No, no.
Impossible. That's not possible.
No, I did the oncologist. I did the, what did I do?
Urologist,
you know, and he checked everything out. But you have to check these out. People die.
Your urologist is like a man's gynecologist.
Correct. Thank you. Couldn't think of that one. But yes.
I don't know if we're turning off some of our listeners. But well, it's medical talk.
We have to make sure we check this out.
We have to.
All right. So let me ask you something. Have you any other questions for me?
I wanted to ask you, has anybody ever accused you of being rude because you're a New Yorker?
Not so much as rude. It was just, I ask questions a lot. Is that a New Yorker?
Yeah, you're inquisitive. Yeah, that's pushy.
Pushy. Yeah. How about you? I guess.
Yeah, I have been told I'm rude. And I have always said like this, look, I'm not rude, I'm busy. You're walking down the street, you're going to work, somebody needs to ask you something. I can't stop and talk to you.
Oh, no, I'd stop.
I mean, know, you're a very nice guy.
We've always been in a different country and you have to ask. I've asked people many times. I have that damn map in my hand, like, where am I? Where am I going?
Well, you know, the joke is whenever we've traveled with you, and yes, we were not laughing at you, we were laughing with you. We'd say, let Patty sit in the front seat with the driver. He'll get the whole lay of the land.
I know, I love
all talking. The questions that you ask.
I just got to ask him if he's married, single, what? I don't know.
Yeah, you're very good at that. You know, you're like your scout. We sent the scout out first to scout out the lay of the land.
If he doesn't come back, then you change course.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Love you, mean it. Here, yeah, it's kissing day. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
I'm eating the chicken.
Okay. Okay, so you had a question for me?
Yeah. At what age did you get talked about the birds and the bees?
Oh, child, never. Age, never.
Like, where do the babies come from?
No one ever had that talk.
But what'd you do? In those days, we had the red encyclopedias. We didn't have Google.
Right. Well, you know, friends.
Friends are not always right. Especially when
I know. Talk. That's why there was a lot of fits and starts in my life. No, my parents weren't the type to sit and tell us anything like that. No, it just was not happening.
All right.
I learned, I shouldn't say I learned by doing. I didn't really. I just learned by reading books and
you were older.
Speaking to friends. I was always a big reader, so I always read novels with some reference.
No pictures?
No pictures.
Right.
And the encyclopedia did have stuff, you know.
Right, right. Did you have the red ones?
We did. Yeah. The whole set.
All right. Now, I remember my father, of course, passed when I was 14. We never had the discussion. But my mom, I remember we had asked her, where do babies come from? Mm-hmm. And the only thing she said was, from the side of your leg. I swear to God.
Interesting.
She wouldn't say where. You know what I mean? I know, like, I was remember looking at little girl's legs. It's like, where does it come from on the side of your legs? She just never wanted to say anything about it. Maybe she was a New Yorker, but your mom said the same. They didn't tell you about it.
They didn't say anything. They inferred that in order to have a baby, you had to sleep with someone who was married. So yeah. I thought with a married person, any married person, meaning sleeping in the same bed, that you would come pregnant.
But
that's what I thought.
Did you have to be married to that person, or was it like
somebody? No, it could be just the other person. That's my understanding in my little child's mind.
Right?
Because I would say marriage, but what?
Right.
You have to be married to have a baby, I think the priest said, or something. Right. Some nun.
It's interesting.
So in my way of thinking, oh, wait a minute, if you have to be married, what if you're in the bed with one person that's married? Does that mean I'm going to get pregnant?
It's interesting how poor kids, well, I guess today it's so different now. They just see it.
Oh, my God, the internet.
It just, yeah. They just
hopefully parents stop with being so embarrassed about it, because sex is nothing to be embarrassed about. Ooh, it's a natural function. And it creates so much dysfunction if you make it that craziness, you know?
Right, right. Just keep it
simple. I don't like that.
See, in Europe, it's so different.
Yeah.
We're open about everything. But here, we're so prudish.
I know there's always some shame attached to it. I don't like that.
And then we carry it on. It's not good.
We certainly do. So that's the, oh, I wanted also to ask you I got a new barbecue.
Oh, nice.
I told you last week.
Oh, that's right.
Sandra and Dustin were here.
Oh, right.
And they brought us a new barbecue and Dustin put it all together.
Oh, well, all the pieces were in the box?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a helpful hardware man.
How nice.
And we just love, we haven't used it yet, but I think for 4th of July.
You're going to do something.
I think we're having people over. Sandy and her brother Doug is in from Ohio, and her sister and her sister's husband, they might be coming over. So we decided we're going to throw some stuff on the new barbecue. Listen to this. So the old barbecue, which was old, it was from New Jersey. It was like 25 years old.
Well, you carted it down from up there?
We did. When we moved, we carted it up. So they said, how are you going to get rid of it? So we were saying, well, here, you just put anything out on the road. And in 2 seconds, it's gone. And it did. No sooner did Dustin put it up on the road.
Yeah.
Within an hour, it was gone.
Oh, my God. Somebody just stops and picks up whatever out there?
Yeah, we've done that with old furniture.
Oh, my God.
They just come by and pick it up.
No matter what it is.
Yeah. We had a lounge chair. Remember the lounge chair that broke, that tore because of the sun?
Right.
It was torn. And Eric put it out there and it was swept up into a world.
Oh, my. Wow. So now I guess if you put Eric out there, will that be a
I don't know if he'll be picked up.
Tell him there's a
put him in his cute shirt. No, I need him around for a few things.
All right. Then he's a keeper, too.
Yeah, he really is a keeper. Oh, my. Look at the time. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow. All right. Another week.
I wanted to ask you about pizzas. Like, what's the best pizza in your view?
I like the thin crust.
Yeah, I do too. But geographically?
In Norwalk.
Oh, you think Connecticut pizza is better?
Well, this one in particular, Letizia's pizza, is fabulous. It's been winning awards every year. It's the thin crust, and it's the best one that I found here in Connecticut. But I know in New York, of course, they have the New York, but I'm not going to schlep to New York every time I want a slice. Yeah.
When we were in Jersey, Joe's Pizza in Box Hill.
Really?
Just delicious. But also there's a little restaurant in South Orange called Bunny's Pizzeria.
Yeah, Bunny's.
Remember Bunny's? We've been there many times. Sure. Of course we took you. Delicious pizza. So delicious.
Oh, wow.
But here in Florida, I got to tell you, we have yet to find a good pizza.
Oh, wow. You have the good bagels that you haven't treated me to yet.
That's right. We do have good bagels.
Wow.
See, already it's telling us we're running out of time.
So,
well, it's
everybody,
wrapping up another week.
Happy 4th of July. Yes. Happy 4th of July. I was going to say New Year's.
Happy Independence Day. I didn't ask you, what are you doing on Independence
Day? I'm going to friends for a barbecue.
Oh, nice.
If we live close, I'd be at your house.
I know. I wish you were here.
No.
Maybe next year you have to make a plan to be here in July.
Yes.
If we're here.
Oh, well, we're going to be away. Right.
We're hoping to rebook the do what we were going to do, England and Norway next year.
All right.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
I can still go and use your barbecue.
Yes, you can. It's always here and it's new.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay, so, listeners.
Thank you all for listening to us. We appreciate it. Love you all.
Yes, kisses to all.
And have a great week.
Yeah. Ciao, y'all.